Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Wednesday, December the 28th, counting down the last few days of 2011. Mel Zelenik, our consumer and travel expert, is with us today. And as we're wrapping up the old year, Mel is here to pass along some consumer, money-saving consumer resolutions. Yes. And we should say you're a retired professor with the university dealing with economics.
Well, financial planning. Department I was in, and my expertise is in consumer economics or consumer advocacy.
Yeah. So you have some end-of-the-year consumer resolutions.
Sure do. We're going to try and hit 10 of them today
okay.
if we can. Always have options in the marketplace, Paul. And whenever you're buying, what I'm suggesting there is before you even talk with a seller, think almost like an attorney might think, and go in and know precisely the type of price you're willing to pay, what the attributes are of the specific item you're going to buy or the service you're going to request and so forth. But do your homework before you go in. And that will put you in a better position to actually help the seller a bit, but more importantly for you as the consumer, it will allow you to perhaps negotiate price, perhaps get a better value on a product that they may be recommending.
Yeah, so it appears that you really know what you're talking about and you know the product.
Well, and with the web now, many times you can become very, very quickly informed on a product that you want to purchase.
Yeah.
This is especially true with major commitments. A few minutes on the web is all you really need. A simple strategy is, let's presume I want to buy a Whirlpool refrigerator. Model number, and I'm making this up, 8642. You just Google 8642 Whirlpool.
And it will tell you everything about that particular...
It will tell you about it. It will tell you the reviews on the product. More importantly, it will tell you the highs and lows that are available on the internet. And then I always like to buy locally if I can. And then you go and you ask them, perhaps they can match the price or give you something of equal value. Perhaps they'll give you an extra product.
Mm-hmm.
Just that's a form of negotiation.
Yeah, and it is better to buy locally.
I tend to agree with that. Use the internet often and wisely. And this is point number two. Again, price comparisons, product comparisons, information. Even when I'm a bit ill, I'll go on the internet and indicate what my symptoms are, for example. And you could pull up some wonderful internet sites that are very, very credible, WebMD and Mayo Clinic and so forth. And it tells you, perhaps you don't have to worry as much about what's happening to your body. And as we get older, we need that site more and more.
Okay.
So there's just so much information out there. Number three, and this is one we talk about repeatedly, and it's so important to me because you could save tens of thousands of dollars over a lifetime. And I think you know what I'm going to say is number three. Avoid financial planners except those where you have a fiduciary relationship with them. And fiduciary relationship is a big word, but it basically says their main function legally is to look out for your best interest.
Okay.
And
that's number three.
That's number three.
Number four. We're going to have to move along.
Yes,
here,
we
Mel.
Are. Number four, check your credit rating at least once a year. And again, you can check that at least three times a year if you want to.
Free of charge.
The most important thing here is go to www.annualcreditreport.com. Nothing else. The FTC approves this one and endorses it. It's totally free.
Does it give you your score also?
No, it does not give you your score. And that's a good point. That will cost you, even on that website,
to get your score.
That's correct.
But what is it? What are you going to find out when you go to your credit report?
You're going to find out whatever is in your credit report, that's positive and negative. And many, many times, as both of us know, negative information in there is incorrect. And it gives you the mechanism right there to ask them to check into this and verify that the information is correct, and you're saying it's incorrect.
Okay. So you should check your credit report at least once a year with each of the three major credit
reporting.
Well,
when you go on annualcreditreport.com, they'll ask you to select one of the three. And that's why I'm saying if you do it every 4 months, if you stagger them, you can use Equinox 1 month, and then 4 months later, Experian, 4 months later, TransUnion.
Okay.
And then you can rotate those.
Okay, but
and
you can
only
each
And they all will be somewhat different, by the way.
And they only, you can do it one time a year for each
for
one of
each
those,
one
free
of, the
of
three.
Charge.
Correct.
Give them the web address for that.
It's www.annualcreditreport.com.
Okay.
Number five, spend at least an hour a week reading and perusing consumer books, magazines, and websites. Any public library, just spend an hour in a public library. I specifically like Columbia's library. I think it's fantastic.
Okay.
Number six, always check the total cost of an item when comparing prices.
And that includes all taxes?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Number seven.
Understand both federal and state no-call registries, and that's the no-call list, and subscribe to these free services. Next time, Paul, we're going to talk about that somewhat in depth. Many people don't know, for example, that if you've established a relationship with a company, they could call you even if you're on a no-call list. But I'm going to tell you next time how to eliminate even that as
okay.
a problem.
Number eight?
Number eight, generally speaking, avoid service contracts. They're not very good values.
Number nine?
Think like a business person, not like a consumer when negotiating. In other words, understand supply and demand. Most buyers don't put themselves in that position. We can talk about that a bit later.
Okay, and number 10.
And finally, and I think most important, and it kind of mimics what Vera talked about yesterday, understand that quality time with your family and friends, and Vera mentioned your faith, is far more important than just stuff. Make that quality time with your loved ones your highest priority.
That's very good.
Thanks.
So those were the 10 consumer tips that you had for coming into the new year. The last one you gave was the best.
Well, I appreciate that, and I agree with you totally.
Yeah, thank you. Mel, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. I appreciate your loyalty to us over many, many, many years.
Well, it's been
a good friend.
Wonderful
good friend.
Working with you, Paul, and I look forward to 2012.
Sure. Yeah, happy new year to you.
You
Be
too.
Be careful when you're out driving. Go to First Night Columbia.
Oh, it's too cold out there.
A lot of good things going on First Night Columbia. Let's see. Tomorrow, Dr. David Newman will be here. Rose Heart Hypnotherapy Success Center. Our show directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio with Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director, Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Thank you for joining us today. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org. Then click on Paul Pepper and you can sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. And you can listen to Mel's helpful information as many times as you want. Bye-bye.